laws of Nesias Kapayim, and we're up to subsection Vav. This is in chapter 128, subsection 1. So, Takonas Chachomim, the sages they instituted, Sheloik Yalu Kohanim Ledochen Bisandalim Oibimin Olim, that the Kohanim should not go up to the platform either with sandals or shoes. They should take off. As you see, the Kohen, when they go up, they remove their shoes. The rabbis instituted that. Why? So it's kind of strange. Why did they institute that? Why go without shoes? Gizeda Shema Tiposik Le'echod Ritsuas HaSandal Oy Hamino. Because they were worried that maybe to one Kohen, he will cut the shoelace, the lace of the sandal or the shoe is going to be undone. It's going to be undone. The siare shelo yisleitzu to all of, and then he's going to be afraid. People are going to make fun of him, you know, with the shoes being like untied. The yoshav v'yeshev lekasherov. So he's sit down to tie his. Apparently, that was a common problem in those days, that the shoes would undo sometimes, and walking around like that would be making fun of him, he would be worried, so he's going to sit down and tie it. In the meantime, and his friends will be making a bracha, so now you have a kohen sitting there tying his shoes, and you have other rest of them already blessing the people. So people will say about him, oh, why is he not blessing? Why is he sitting here? Maybe Shu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Similarly, we learned yesterday that maybe he's a son of a divorced woman. Maybe the Kohen, his father, married a divorced woman, or a Ben Chalutza, or his mother was a Chalutza, which the Kohen was not allowed to marry his father. And that's why he's not doing the Baracha, because he's not not the problem. That's why he went and he's sitting down. So the rabbi said, okay, no shoes over there. Apparently that was the way to do it. Now, what happens if you have shoes without laces? Yeah?
I have thought that Kohen in the first and second temple on Yom Kippur did not wear, they went barefoot.
In the shul, in the you don't have shoes in the temple. That's besides the point, but that doesn't apply.
I thought it had to do with weather.
No, the floor. The service has to be done directly on the floor of the temple, but that would not apply to the Birchas Kohanim. Over there, they did everything barefoot. That's why they were always sick and cold and everything else, these Kohanim over there. That's another thing. So what happens about wearing shoes that have no laces? So there is no reason for worry over there. So he continues, Vafilim in Olim She'ein Bahem Ritzua Mukusharis, even those... shoes that don't have a tied strap, also it's prohibited. I'm just wondering, maybe not only does the strap being used to tie, put on the shoes, but sometimes maybe it held together the various pieces of leather around the shoe, maybe also, you know, I'm not sure exactly how it is, but he says it doesn't make a difference because the rabbis have not made a distinction in their decree between one shoe and another shoe. They said no shoes, period. But if you have those, what he calls them, it's kind of a leggies or something like that, which you put on your thigh, I guess it goes also on your feet. It's like a long sock, or you know, that you would put stockings or something like that. So that's permissible. Afilu einam batei shekayim mechnasayim yachad. Even if it's not fully stockings that go up to the thigh, and they're connected and pants together, I guess Ella. But you tie it with a string next to the knee. I guess something else that holds. I guess if it goes up there, maybe it holds by itself. But if it's just there, maybe you tie it around over there. And don't worry that maybe the string is going to undo, is going to tear, and you're going to sit down to tie it. Shalechoshishu chachomim el lebetzua sandal. Chachomim only worried when we're talking about the lace of a shoe. Shegnayu loy, because that is embarrassing to him. You know, another strand is not so embarrassing. Umisloitzin olof kshesandolim muteres. People make fun of somebody who goes with shoes that are not tied, untied shoes. They make fun. They're worried about that he's going to do it. Avu batoros letzuyo shekoshin babote shukayim. But if it undone the strap that the lace that you tie these stockings, there's not so embarrassment, so therefore we don't worry that it's going to rip and they're going to stop. That's not, we don't worry that.
I mean, in today's time, do the Kohen take off their shoes?
Sure, sure. Yes, and there's those that say, Shamakomokoim, im hem shel oir asurim. They say that still, even though they're kind of stockings, apparently I actually shouldn't translate this better. We're not talking here about stockings, we're talking about shoe boots, really. We're talking about boots that go on like very high, because these are used for shoes, but they're not short shoes, which you've done, but these are, that's why they call them Batei Shekayim, because they go up, sometimes they go up to the thigh, they go up all very, very high up. But he says that if they are leather ones, some people say that if these shoe boots, these, or they call them the Batei Shekayim, are made out of leather, asurim, they're still prohibited. They are included in the shoe. They're still called a shoe. And the shoes, they didn't make a distinction. It's prohibited even if there is no lace at all. Shall beged mechupa'ir, but if they are made out of cloth, but they are covered with leather, so einam bechlal minyan l'inyazeh, they're not considered to be a shoe for this purposes, and umutorim, they're permitted. Bafilu shall oir levadit, even if you just have made out of leather, only it's just a leather. But im heim boti shekayim mechasayim yachad, if it's pants that are together with the leggings, you know, so it's like a pair of like tights or something, or something that goes on together. And but it, I guess the bottom is leather. I mean, maybe the bottom is just leather, but you know, sometimes. So you're not going to have to go down and pull down your pants in order to get your shoes off, you know, because...
Like a leather sole.
Yeah, but feel the shalei levad, shekayim mechasayim yachad, kivon shemagin adam asnaim, so since they reach up till the hips, einam bechlal minom, they're not considered to be shoes, avol... Nogu b'ktsas mekoymes, but in some places the conduct is lahokil b'batu shekayim b'cholinyan, that to be lenient with these, I don't know what they call them. They call them batu shekayim, the shoe boots, or they call them they go up to that they cover the thigh. They're called batu shekayim, means they house the thighs. That's what it means. Shoik is the thigh. Batu shekayim means they house the thigh. That's what the name of it is. A kind of a material, I guess, they used to use. And some places, he says, they were lenient in all these kinds of cases.
So, usher means allowed.
Usher means prohibited. Lahakal means to be lenient. Okay, now, in subsection 7, he says, now everybody's going to start tripping over the people's shoes because the Kohanim, you know, you have a lot of Kohanim. Toiv, that's why he says in subsection 7, La lizor latznia, it's better to hide and stick the shoes underneath the benches, assuming that people are sitting on benches, like I guess a must shul to sit on benches or under the chairs. They shouldn't be open and visible. They cover that zebra for the honor of the community. It's not respectful to have shoes laying around in the shul, so stick them in a way that's not visible. Subsection 8. Kol koyin shel loynot lo yodov lo yiseh kapov. Any koyin who hasn't washed his hands shall not raise his hands, shall not do the blessings. Shenemar, because there is a verse that says in Tehillim Perikov Lamadalad Pasuk Beis, 134, verse 2, it says, Su Hashem. Raise your hands to holiness and bless Hashem. Su Yideichem, raise your hands, is understood as washing these hands. Now this Kohen has already washed his hands in the morning. He did a bracha, he did netilat yadayim, so he washed his hands in the morning. So still, tzorich lachzav a little lifnei alois l'odechem, he must still wash his hands before going up to the platform. Shatiya tikhov la bracha, so that there should be, right after washing the hands, should be the blessing. Su yadechem kodesh uvarchas Hashem. First you wash and then you bless Hashem. How close does the washing have to be before the bracha? He says that will be explained in chapter 166, Kuf Samach Vav. And let's say, that's why one should wash close to Ritzei, when they're saying the Ritzei. Or be Ritzei, heim oikrim ragleim lalas adoichish mizboir. In Ritzei, they uproot their feet to go to the doichim, as will be explained in Sifyut Beis, and we mentioned it earlier too. V'ashatz lo yarech be Ritzei yomoidim, but the shliach tzibur should not prolong in Ritzei yomoidim, so that their washing of the hands should be done right, very close proximity to the actual blessing. So you want to have the washing of the hands right in before that. And because it takes a little longer, you start going up maybe before it, say, we'll see later on, because the Kohanim, until they get to the sink, until they get their hands washed, they come back. So you want to make sure they get back in time. You know what you're saying?
Well, the lady afterwards.
Oh, we'll see in a minute. Yeah, you know, we're going to, next, we have to wait one more. Subsection 9. V'aim nevarech al netilah zu. And you don't make a blessing on this washing. So the Kohen are washing their hands, even though they're doing a mitzvah here, they don't make a blessing. Because there's those that say that his obligation he already fulfilled when he washed in the morning, the Kohen. There's some say that. And they would require, they did not require to wash before they raised their hands for the blessing. That's only if he has removed his attention, his mind from guarding his hands after washing his morning. But if the person washed his hand, he made sure he didn't defy, didn't come to him, he didn't touch places that would require him, hidden places in his body, or that he would have required to wash them, then he wouldn't even have to wash, according to that opinion. So now we have machloikis, whether you really have to wash or not. Sofik brachas lahokil, when you have a question to make a bracha, we're lenient, we don't make the bracha. So that's why the Kohen doesn't make the bracha, because it's not for sure. The yesh mekoyim es negim, there is a custom in some places, that during the morning services they don't wash their hands for the Siyas Kapayim. And in Mutzav you do wash, because people didn't keep their mind. So in the morning services you just wash in the morning, you're davening Shacharis, so they don't think that you gave up your attention of washing your hands. And therefore, you're good to go. You don't even have to wash your hands at all for shacharis. But when it comes to Musaf, it was a long time already. So then they say you wash the hands, and still they don't make the bracha. Even if you know that you have your mind has not paid attention, so you might have touched something, or you haven't had your mind always and keep your hands clean. Because it's even possible that just not washing your hand, keeping it in mind, will not disqualify your hands for nesis kapayim without washing them. Just like it doesn't disqualify for other matters of Torah. So you can speak Torah even if you don't guard your hands all the time. You don't have to assume that anything is went, and you don't need the Hashmir that. And the requirement, they did not require to wash your hands for nesis kapayim. Elok should nogu yodov v'mokoyim hatinefes. Only if his hands touched in places which are dirty, and v'loy dailem in the koyim ba'almo, and for bichas koyanim, just cleaning your hands. Like when you're learning Torah, if you touch your shoes or you touch your body, you can just wipe them down on anything. You don't have to actually wash your hands with water. But for nesis kapayim, it's not sufficient. K'moy l'shar divrei Torah, as it would be sufficient for other words of Torah. L'fikach. Therefore, im yodu aloi shenoga b'mokem etun of acha shebelech antil sidayim shachris. So if he knows that he did touch a place which is not clean after he made the blessing on Atilas Shachris, so according to all opinion, he would be obligated to wash his hands and to make a second Atilas Yadayim for the Birchas Kohanim. Use the bathroom, say. However, Abu Ma Lasis, but what could we do? He says, Shalei Nogu, okay. It's not custom. The Kohanim don't make the bracha. He says, technically, they would have to make a bracha. The Kohen, if they touch, because they are required to wash their hands. And they should make a bracha. But what to do? People don't have that custom. So he's not telling the Kohen, go make a bracha, because though you're going to be going against the custom. But therefore, any Kohen who's fear and he's a religious, like a Haredi, he's a Chored, Yishmer Yodov Mishas Delos Shachris, who watch his hands from the time of Shachris, Liga B'mokim HaMeluchlach, so that he won't touch a place which is dirty, then he would be mechuyev to make a second bracha, and he won't make it because the minhag is not to make it. So just make sure, protect your hands so you won't have to make a bracha. Of course, he'll wash his hands, but he won't have to make a bracha. And finally, we'll do Sif Yud, because we'll do about the Levi over here that you brought it up. So he says in subsection Yud, Nahagim Shahalevi Yitzik Mayim Agdiakoinim. The tradition is that the Levi is the one that pours the water onto the hands of the Kohanim. And the reason we do that is Al Shem, this goes on the name of the Pasuk, says, V'game Sachicha Mata Levi V'goymer Hakrim Itoch V'ilobo Lecha V'yishar Sucha. I mean, this is a passing in Bamidbar, chapter 18, verse 2. Over there, the verse states that Hashem has given the Levi to the Kohanim as aids to them, so that they should go along with them and they should serve. The Levi is serving the Kohen. So the Levi is washing the hands of the Kohen, because the Levi's task is to be a support to the Kohen, and that is now, it's through washing of the hand. And in order, another, the Kohanim should add sanctity over their sanctity already. A Kohen is holy, but to add a sanctity, because they are sanctifying their hands from the Levites. The Levites are also called holy. And you have the holy ones washing the holy ones, so that makes the Kohen even higher, because the Levi itself is holy. Shenamar, because that's a pasuk in Bamidbar Perkhes. In pasuk Yudzayin Ches, it says Vikidashto. It says two times. It says Vikidashto Salavim. You shall sanctify the Levites. So we see that Levi has a sanctity. So when the Levi who has sanctity washes the hands of a Kohen, he increases the sanctity of the Kohen, and then the Kohen can bless. The Levi hamakadosh yidei haKohanim, and the Levi who sanctifies the hands of the Kohanim, yesh lo liskadosh atzmo mitchila, he must sanctify himself first. Sheyitl Yodov, he must wash his hands. Koidem Sheyitzek Al Yidei HaKoyanim, before you're going to pour on the hand of the Kohanim. Sheheich Yosef Kedusha Voyni Kodesh. I see he's making a face because they don't do that. Wait a minute. Because, but that's why you have to wait. You know, when we were kids in school, the teacher would always tell us, he'd always tell us, Anar Vice Benishkan Habanar. I mean, it doesn't, it's a little derogatory. He says, you don't show a half of a work to somebody because they don't get it. You have to wait till you finish. He'd always tell us, wait till you finish and then you'll ask your question. He says, don't ask the question before you finish, because most of the time your question that you have is going to be answered following a few lines. Not most of the time, sometimes. And he used to give us a parable, an example for this. He said, this guy saved up a lot of money and he bought a piece of material. In the olden days, you didn't buy a suit off the rack. You had to go to a tailor and he goes, he buys him like a beautiful, shiny looking material to spend a lot of money. And he brings it, the guy measures him, and you know, he says, okay, come back in 2 weeks, and we'll take the, again, measurements again. Comes back, he says to the tailor, he says, what'd you do with such a beautiful piece of material? It has holes, it has this, and all over, it looks horrible. I gave you a beautiful material, what'd you do? He says, have patience. Wait, we measure you again, and let me finish, and you'll have a beautiful suit. You have to wait. Have to wait and see, and then at the end you're going to get something beautiful. So anyways, no, I'm just saying that. So, but you're right. He says, but here is, first he says, how could you make kedusha for the kohen if you're not kaddish yourself? But he says, ubemedinas elu, but in our countries, soimchin ha-levim al-netilas yadayim shachris. The levim rely because they wash their hands in the morning. So it's absolutely necessary if you didn't wash your hands in the morning. Or, as you're going to say here, avlim noga moka metunav, but if he touched a place which is not clean, it's fitting that he should wash his hands first. So a kohen who did not wash his hands in the morning, or he touched places that he would have to wash again, it's fitting for him to wash his hands. So the Levi sometimes should wash his hands if he knows that he didn't, that he touched places. He went to the bathroom, say, for example, things like that. No, you know, you don't say bracha, but you just wash your hands. Just bracha malas. If you don't say, even the kohen doesn't make a bracha. The lady isn't going to make a bracha for sure not.
Wait.
But if you didn't wash in the morning, then you would make the bracha until she died. Yeah, but you didn't do it because then that you would do anytime. So anytime you wash your hands when you're mekayim the mitzvah, you make the bracha until she died.
There's two kohens, 10 levies. Do 5 people hold on to the cup?
Let me see if he's going to talk about it here. Let me see. I'm not sure about that. But usually they do. They do it together. That's what they, that's what it's done. But let me see if the Shulchan Aruch says something about it.
Every time a person uses the bathroom, they say a Asher Gatzar, which is a kind of blessing.
Yeah, but that's a different blessing. That's not a blessing. Well, until she died. That's thanking God for the anatomy of the human being. But not for a mitzvah to do a mitzvah. This is a brichsa mitzvah, a shekel shor mitzvos of mitzvanu al netilas yadayim, which means a mitzvah of netilas yadayim.
So you don't say it every time you wash your hands?
No. Only once in the morning when you do the right way. That's it. You know. We learned it earlier before you came. We learned the laws of netilas yadayim. I'm just joking. Even if we learned it, we forget. That's the problem. V'im ein shom levi. What happens if there is no levi? Then Yitzhak Bechoir Petarechem. So a Bechoir, who is the opening of the womb, he should be the one pouring. Shalevi, who Kodesh Al Yodi. Because the Levi is Kodesh through him. Because what happened is there was an exchange between the firstborn and the Levies, so that the Levi really became holy through the Bechor, because the Bechor were really the original ones that were supposed to, the firstborn, they were supposed to be the ones. So the Levi is the one that becomes holy through the Kohen, through the Bechor. Abu Bechor la'av bilvad, But that's all we're talking about, a bechor for the womb, that for the mother, that he's the first one that the mother gave birth to. But if he's only firstborn for this father, Ein b'kedusha, he has no kedusha. Now that the bechor was taken away from the firstborn, he doesn't have kedusha if he's just from a father. It's only a petarechem, only if he opens the womb. What happens? There is no Levi there, and there is no Bechor. So it's best the Kohen should wash his own hands, than taking washing his hands by an Israelite. For he's better off being sanctified by himself, which he's holy, rather than getting his sanctity through a Yisrael, through another Yisrael, who isn't as holy as him, so let him better wash his own hands. See, they're pretty holy, look at that. You know the ladies, how holy they are.